Hey, good people. Happy New Year. It's been a hot minute. Like, it's been so long that I've had so many re-recordings of doing this intro. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, we move. So I honestly wasn't planning on recording this episode today, but I had this urge, especially after I noticed it was January 11th. And well, since 111 is an angel number that represents abundance and the ability to bring one's desires to fruition, today just feels right. I started today with plans to work on some other content, but during one of my random mental breaks, I was strolling through TikTok, as I do, because Black TikTok has me in a chokehold, y'all. Anywho, I came across this lady making this statement that consistency should be the only love language you accept. Now, I don't believe it should be the only one that we should accept, but I do feel like it should be a non-negotiable. I have this thing that I do when it comes to when I come across topics about relationships or like points people make on relationships. I always ask myself, am I doing that for myself to be able to hold someone else up to that XYZ standard? For instance, when she spoke on expecting consistency out of someone, I instantly went into questioning my commitment to being consistent with myself. Being consistent to myself has been a struggle, and I actually just learned that it is one of the ways my anxiety shows up. Back in December, I started doing some self-work, and one of the workbooks I use is How to Master Mindfulness Exercises and Tools to Handle Stress, Get Motivated, and Find Your Focus. Shout out to Five Below because the book section is always giving, okay? Giving. Y'all go check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed. Anyways, the first chapter of the book was Meet Your Friend Anxiety. When I opened up the book, I honestly felt like, oh, I can't relate. Well, unless I'm on a plane, then I can relate to the anxiety. Other than that, my family makes statements on how unbothered I am about life things. And I honestly think a big part of that is because of The Alchemist. I just don't like to give energy to things out of my control. Once I started doing the work, I realized that anxiety shows up in me via avoidance. When things become too much, I make excuses and drop whatever it is causing that discomfort. One thing I find to be my hardest challenge is being consistent for myself. Now, when it comes to being consistent for others, I have that down pat. After making this realization, I know that my issues with my consistency has to change in order for me to get what I want and desire out of life. With that being said, the theme for my 2022 is New Year, New Moves. I'm thinking maybe we can all confront ourselves together. So if you would like for me to share some of the prompts from my workbooks, let me know and I can drop them throughout the episodes and throughout this year. I just feel like this year feels different. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Been struggling though, because I usually start my fast by now, but I don't know, my mind hasn't been in it. And that's another thing I learned from last month during my work is to be patient and allow myself to take breaks and not just, be hard on myself. Because, for instance, last month I did a yoga challenge that also included meditation as well as prayer journaling. And it was 30 days straight, no breaks, even on days that I didn't want to do it. I was like, look, I got to show up for myself and do this. But I also had some other stuff included in that, but those didn't last. And I was like, well, I can't be hard on myself. I did these things that really were important to me because I did want to slow down and then just take time to get my mind together. So I appreciated that. And we have to acknowledge our wins and not just sit in our defeats. And so this year is gonna be a great year. I think this is gonna be a year that propels a lot of people, and I'm planning on being in that number of people. So if you would like to join this journey of learning yourself and confronting yourself and just doing the work on yourself, let me know. Hit me up on my Instagram. Brittany, Brittney underscore so underscore random. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and see y'all on the next episode. I have some good things coming. Well, I have them written down, so let's see where it goes. I'm motivated right now, so I'm looking forward to this year and all that is coming, and I have some things that are in the pipeline, but I don't want to speak on them until they actually start rolling and I'm like, okay, it's good to share. So happy new year again, and let's get this year on the road. So sending you much love and happiness, and until next time, good people, I wish you all that's good in the world. Peace.